Good morning.
Good morning, John!
It's nice to have all of you back again. This is great. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now that's a beautiful close to a beautiful shepherd day and a beautiful close to, well, almost close to a camp session, but it's also a beautiful opening for the day, a beautiful opening for the morning, a beautiful prep for horse show and basketball tournaments or whatever you guys are doing today. It's a beautiful thing because it's a promise and a commitment, a declaration. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And what a cool house that must be, right? On page 578 of Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy does a really neat thing. She's a beautiful gift for us, and she shows the light which Christian Science throws on the scriptures by substituting for the corporeal sense, the incorporeal or spiritual sense of deity. And she closes off, she translates that last line as, I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. Isn't that beautiful? It changes the whole dynamic. Instead of being in a house, which, sure, you leave your house sometimes. I mean, you've all left your house to be here. But can we ever leave consciousness? Yeah. Is there a machine that could go whoop, whoop, and take something out of your thought? No, never. Your thought is the immediate expression of God. That consciousness is where you always get to stay. And we demonstrate that, as we've said these past 2 weeks, by giving it, by committing to living it, and by not believing or being afraid that there could be anything which could stop you from being in that consciousness. This morning, I was looking through our angel basket. For those of you who haven't been in to visit with me, we've got that little old candy jar, which is now filled up with good thoughts that all of you who've ever come in have left. You know, some counselors, some campers have left some stuff, and this morning I just flipped through some of them to see what came up. And I just wanted to read some of the beautiful gifts of love, the consciousness of love that you all have left. Now, I have no clue who left these, whether they're counselors or campers. If you hear one that you left, that's so great. Why don't you tell someone about it later if you'd like to? But right now, we'll just listen to each of these thoughts that you came up with. If God blesses one, God blesses all. Never think that you're sick. God is love, and he cannot be angry, and neither can I. Love is everywhere. Be happy today. Know that God is all. Bless others with your love. Love is all. God loves you more than you can imagine. Now, these are not things that I planted in there and that I asked the head counselors and program director to plant in there. These are things that each of you came up with. And the whole bucket is filled with so many thoughts like this, individual and unique manifestations of that consciousness of love that each of us always dwell within. Now, sometimes I know it can seem a little overwhelming to not be in the consciousness of love, but in the Bible, we have a beautiful clue of how to deal with that. In one of the last books of the Bible, in Jude, at the end of the book of Jude, it says, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let's keep our thought on God. Let's keep our thought in that consciousness. Let's not ever believe that there is some magic machine that could take you out of the consciousness of good. Let's just choose. I will dwell in the consciousness of love forever, including today. It's going to be a great day to do that. What do you think?
Yes.
Enjoy it then.